Well, I'm standing with somebody who I've been chatting with on the phone for since about 2006, I think we've been chatting on the phone, Andrew. I'm with Andrew Wheatley, who is the author of Bread Matters, and actually one of my complete bread heroes. I've got to say, I'm completely in awe of being able to stand and chat with you. About 4 years ago, I tripped and I dropped my sourdough starter and the crock pot smashed. And I didn't have any sourdough starter and I needed some in a hurry. I don't know if you remember, I phoned you and you posted me some in an envelope, which my dog got before I got to. And my puppy, then puppy, had a real good old chew on the envelope. And I managed to save just a teaspoon of it. But it was enough. It was enough to get me going again. And this starter I've now had for 4 years of yours, and it's bubbling away. And tell me the story of this sourdough starter.
It goes back to 1990, February, Russia. I went for a visit there more to find out how things were changing under the Gorbachev regime, because I had previously studied Russian and I had worked for the BBC Russian service. So it was a kind of a bit of an away day for me. But I took the opportunity of visiting some bakeries, and in one of them I swapped some recipes for a little piece of sourdough. And I came back with that and I made bread with it, and lo and behold, people liked it, and it sold in Waitrose. And this sourdough has probably been at the heart of several tens of millions of loaves since then, used by not just by the bakery that I used to own and no longer do, but by thousands of people who have had it via me and via people like you. And that's the beauty of sourdough, that in a sense, although it's true that it came from Russia in 1990, that's the least important thing. What is important is the network of connections that have been made from it since then between all of us, because we value that sense of knowing where it came from and yet being able to deploy it as autonomous individuals ourselves.
It's quite interesting, because thinking about it now, I've probably given at least 300 or 400 starters away now, at least in the past year. So it goes viral, effectively.
It does. Or, as we say, fungal, because we've just launched a thing called the fungalnetwork.com, which is a website where people who are linked with this sourdough can identify themselves on a map and say whether they're a seeker of sourdough or a sharer of sourdough or a bread maker. So they can be completely neutral. They can just say, oh yeah, I've got some of this Russian sourdough from Andrew or from Bread Matters or from somebody who knew them, like you. Or they can say, actually, I'd like to get some. Or they can say, I am willing to pass some on because I've got some live and ready to go. And so we're building a network of people who can locally get together and make bread using this sourdough. Now, the point of that is obviously to extend the skill of bread making, but much more importantly, it's an attempt to, in a very practical and on-the-ground kind of way, to change the food culture that we have, to take bread away from the power of those who currently arrogate it to themselves and say, you shall eat this sort of bread, and say, no, actually, we want to eat bread that doesn't have additives in it, that is fermented properly so it doesn't make us blow up like a balloon, and which is grown from cereals which are grown as near as possible to where we live and processed in a way that leaves as much vitality as possible in them. And then great things will happen, not just at the level of not having tummy pains anymore and bloating and so on, but actually forming connections between people, which is what life is all about. Without other people, we are lonely, atomized, and very sad individuals. But with people, especially meeting around bread, which is what companions do, cum and panis, meaning with and bread in Latin, making the word company and companion. That's what life is all about.
It's very true to say that in my experience when I'm teaching the sourdough courses, I feel like I've got friends coming over. It doesn't feel like I'm working. It feels like I've made new friends, and that connection is through the bread.
Absolutely, and actually it's mirrored entirely by the biological or biochemical system that sourdough represents, because we talk about beneficial bacteria, for instance. It's not so much the yeasts in sourdough that are of interest, although they are, but it's the beneficial bacteria that do all the hard work, the heavy lifting, as it were, in terms of nutrition and bioavailability of minerals and all that. And our relationship with them is one of a friendship, actually. We can't force them to do what we want. We have to kind of work together. You know, we have to say, wouldn't it be a good idea if we mix this and put it in a warm place and let it rise in its own time, guided, if you like, at the most by us, but actually not controlled, really, in the expectation that something good is going to come from this, as it always does when we treat other people in that way. So why don't we treat the rest of the environment in that way? And the world will be a more congenial place for all of us. And it'll last a little longer before we destroy it.
Well, thank you. I have to say I'm captivated listening to you, because you've got an amazing philosophy, and feel very honoured to be with you standing here, especially your book is one of the ones I refer to over and over again. It's an absolute Bible. And I have to thank you for very, very much for sending me that original sourdough and for all the support you've given to me over the past, I suppose since my son was born. So about 9 years, I think about 8 years, definitely.
You're very welcome with us. And you're just one of many people in the network that we all belong to, whose obligation is to do no more than to pass it on.
It's a good tribe to belong to.
It is. It's great.